بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us not once on more than one occasion, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, that the children of Adam alayhi salam enjoy superiority, they enjoy honor, they enjoy dignity above every other creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has blessed us with this superiority, and this is a great ni'mah and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the reasons why we enjoy superiority over every other creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought into existence is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within us certain strengths, certain abilities, certain capacities that other creatures do not have. And because of these strengths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, we are a creation of Allah azza wa jal that can produce, that are productive, and that can be a means and a source of benefit for all the other creatures that Allah has brought into existence, and all the other creations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So while He has given us these strengths, and while He has given us these abilities and capacities, with that He has given us a responsibility that we should use those strengths in order to be of benefit, and in order to be productive, and in order to seek every opportunity whereby we may uplift, empower, and strengthen others through the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within us. In today's pre-khutbah talk, I would like to share with you a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of a strong believer, and the strength of a strong believer, and the status that the strong believer enjoys in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of the weak believer, acknowledging that while some believers are strong, and we will speak and discuss the different type of strengths that allow this person to enjoy a close position and enjoy closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, while there are those who have strength, there are even those who have weaknesses. So while you have the strong believer, you even have the weak believer. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the weak believer a sort of a solution, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has provided the weak believer with a means whereby he may also enhance and develop certain strengths within himself. The hadith is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'mini al-da'if. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the strong believer, al-mu'minu al-qawi. Qawi means one who is strong. That's the literal translation. One who is powerful, one who is strong. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this strong believer, he is better and he is dearer. He is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min al-mu'min al-da'if than the weak believer. Al-da'if is the weak believer. Now before we speak about the weak believer and what is meant by the weakness found within the believer, let us study the different strengths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to acquire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within us, and the strength that we should continue enhancing within ourselves. The first type of strength, of course, is spiritual strength. That is al-quwwa al-ruhaniya, al-taqa al-ruhaniya, spiritual strength. So the strong believer is better than the weak believer. That believer, he is spiritually strong, and who enjoys a stronger relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal by performing the acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated upon him, by performing such acts that will enhance his spirituality, is indeed and definitely better than the believer who is spiritually weak. And this ruh, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within our bodies, this ruh, when Allah speaks of his nature, he says, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The ruh comes directly from your Rabb. When they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the true nature of the ruh and the soul that Allah has placed in every human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded and said that, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to the true nature of the ruh, you have been given little knowledge about its true nature and its reality. But the ruh is something that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And your spirituality is directly related to your ruh. And your ruh needs nourishment. Just as your physical body needs nourishment, the ruh needs nourishment as well. And you will agree with me that when you provide nourishment, the nourishment that is provided must be conducive to the recipient of the nourishment. The nourishment that is provided must be conducive to the recipient of the nourishment. So sometimes you find that something is nourishing and is good for an adult, but that same nourishment or that same source of nourishment is detrimental towards a little child. Now the ruh is a heavenly body. The soul which Allah has placed within our bodies is a heavenly body. So its nourishment must also be of a heavenly nature. And this is the first strength that we need to develop and that we need to continuously strive to enhance. The strength, the spiritual strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to enjoy. And one of the best ways to enhance this strength is to give it what comes directly from Allah. And that is the kalam of Allah, the Qur'an. Recitation of the Qur'an, study of the Qur'an, taking our time to understand the Qur'an is the best source of nourishment for the ruh and the best source through which you may enhance the spiritual strength that makes you better as a strong believer than the weak believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Qur'an, in fact one of the names of the Qur'an, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. Allah has referred to the Qur'an as a ruh. Because the Qur'an, when you attach yourself to it, it creates life within you. It will bring life in your heart, it will bring life in your home, it will bring life in every aspect and in every affair of your daily routine. That is what the Qur'an does. So this is one and perhaps the most effective way to enhance that spiritual strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And as I said, this is the most important strength. When a person will give due time and due attention towards the spiritual strength, he will find it very easy to enhance every other strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within him. So this is the first thing that we need to understand. That as a believer, to make myself beloved in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in order to earn that lofty position before Allah Azza wa Jal, I need to focus attention, energy and time to my spiritual strength. Start off your day with an act that will enhance your spirituality. The Qur'an and the recitation of the Qur'an, my brothers, even if it is one page a day, even if it is one page a day, it must feature on your daily schedule. And take it one step further. Once I have recited the Qur'an, let me try and memorize certain portions of the Qur'an. Let me now try and understand what message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to convey to me through this beautiful book and through the beautiful kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the first strength. Al-Mu'min al-Qawi, our topic of discussion is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than the weak believer. So what makes you a strong believer? Number one, your spiritual strength. You need to enhance your spiritual strength. It's something that you need to be concerned about constantly, on a daily basis. every opportunity that will enhance my spiritual strength, I need to grab that opportunity and make most of that opportunity. And we have so many opportunities available to us. So many activities, so many sources, so many means whereby we may enhance the spiritual strength that is found in the heart and in the life of every believer. Secondly is your physical strength. Definitely a believer who is spiritually strong and physically strong is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than the believer who is physically weak. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he paid much attention towards his physical strength. There was a sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a sahabi who would fast every day of his life. So he was very much concerned of strength number one, the spiritual strength. He was very much concerned about the spiritual strength. He would spend the entire day, every day of the week fasting. And almost the entire night he would stand it in prayer before Allah Azza wa Jal. So mashallah, as far as his spiritual strength was concerned, he was right up there, very strong spiritually. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him up. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Abdullah, Alam ukhbar annaka tasumu an-nahar wa taqumu al-layl. Abdullah, someone has informed me that you are fasting every day of your life and you're spending almost the entire night in prayer. Is this correct? Is this true? So he responded and says, Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the information is quite accurate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Fala taf'al, don't do this. Don't do this. You are only concentrating on one strength. Very important, very good, mashallah. You are focusing and concentrating on the spiritual strength, but what's happening in the process is that you are becoming physically weak. Don't do this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Sum, fast, wa aftir, and don't fast. Meaning fast some days and do not fast some days. Wa qum, stand in prayer before Allah, wa nam, and sleep as well. Don't deprive yourself of sleep. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him the reason why he should do this, why he should implement and why he should have moderation in his life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّى. Your body, the physical body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, has a right over you. It is the right of this body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that we maintain the strength of this body, the physical strength of this body. We maintain the health of this body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that the batn, Rasulullah has referred to the stomach, the belly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to the stomach as a container, as a vessel. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the worst type of vessel that you could fill right up to the brim is the belly. And how often when we eat, we ensure that we fill it right to the top. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that's one of the worst habits that a person can develop. Why? It's going to lead to ill health. And it's going to lead to a deterioration of your health. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to maintain good physical health and good physical strength. Rasulullah himself was very powerful. A very strong man. Very strong man. There was a disbeliever who eventually embraced Islam after this incident in Makkatul Mukarramah. And his name was Rukana. Rukana. And he was known as the undefeated wrestling champion of Makkah. He was a very powerful man, very strong man. And everyone knew Rukana. Whoever challenged him in a wrestling encounter was defeated. And he was undefeated. No one could ever defeat him. And once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking through the alleys of Makkatul Mukarramah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes face to face with who? None other than Rukana, the strong, powerful man. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Rukana, Ala tattaqillah wa taqbal ma ad'uka ilayh. Rukana, listen, accept Allah. Accept the message with which Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me. Do you not consider it to be the truth? So Rukana, he responded to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, if I genuinely believed that you were inviting me towards the truth, I would have embraced this message before anyone else. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Okay, Rukana, how about you and I, we engage in a physical encounter. Let's engage in a wrestling match. In public, in Makkah to Mukarramah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the challenge to Rukana. He says, of course, why not? Bring it on. I'm the undefeated wrestling champion of Makkah al-Mukarramah. You have no wrestling background. So let's engage in this physical encounter. The riwayah, the narration says, فَلَمَّا بَطَشَ بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَضْجَعَهُ. As soon as they engaged in this physical encounter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grabbed hold of him, and in one moment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had him floored. Down and out, on the ground. Undefeated champion of Makkah to Mukarramah, wrestling champion. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had him locked in such a way, وَهُوَ لَا يَمْلِكُ مِن نَفْسِهِ شَيْئًا. He could not move, he was knocked out. And he says, Ya Rasulullah of Allah, round two, no, I want a rematch. This cannot be happening to me. You have defeated me, but look at the strength and the power of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was gentle, he was loving, he was kind, he was compassionate, but he was a strong man. Al-mu'minul qawi, the strong believer, who is physically strong, is more beloved to Allah. Why? He uses the strength constructively. That's what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. He did not abuse the strength. He saw an opportunity to use the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with constructively in a way that will benefit the next person. So although he floored Rukana and he took Rukana down, Rukana says, oh Rasul of Allah, I need a rematch. So Rasulullah says, that's fine. Let's have a rematch. For a second time, فَصَرَعَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nailed him down to the ground. And a third time, when he was done, he says, Ya Rasul of Allah, I'm a man of my word. I said to you that if you will defeat me, I will embrace Islam. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And he embraced Islam. So that strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, that very strength that he was blessed with, he did not use it to abuse anyone. He did not use it to treat anyone unfairly or unjustly, but he used that powerful strength that Allah blessed him with in a manner to benefit others. And on one occasion, we know the incident of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar left his home with the intention to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an unsheathed sword. And we know what happened along the way. He was informed that his sister had embraced Islam. He went and he visited the sister, and there was a confrontation that took place. Eventually, Umar radiallahu ta'ala who decided to embrace Islam as well. So he tells them, show me the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where can I find him? And he was in Darul Arqam. So he comes to Darul Arqam, the house of Arqam, where the Sahaba would gather with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had teachings that were taking place and discussions that were taking place, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach them about Islam and about deen and so forth. And there's a knock at the door, and someone peeps out and they say, it's Umar at the door. Umar was a giant. Umar was huge, really huge. To understand the height of Umar and how huge Umar radiallahu ta'ala was, during the khilafah of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he received some cloth that had to be distributed amongst the community. So he gave each man one piece of cloth. On the day of Jumu'ah, Umar is standing on the minbar and he's giving the khutbah, and he's wearing two pieces of cloth to cover the upper body and the lower body. And somebody stands up and they say, Umar, you have been unfair to us. You gave us each one piece of cloth while you are wearing two pieces of cloth. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, I will not respond, I will ask my son Abdullah. Abdullah ibn Umar, I will ask him to respond on my behalf. So Abdullah stands up and he says, my father did take one piece of cloth, but he's so huge that I had to give him my piece of cloth in order for him to cover his body. That's how huge he was. So he knocks at the door. And Sahaba, they tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's Umar at the door. Most of the Sahaba, they fled the scene and they hid away. They did not want to face Umar. Who was prepared to face Umar? Hamza. Hamza tells Rasulullah, let me go and see to Umar. Nabi Sallam tells Hamza, sit down. I will deal with Umar. Rasulullah goes to the door and he opens the door. As soon as he opens the door, he grabs this giant Umar by his collar. He picks him up and drops him to his knees. And he says, Umar, why have you come here? That was the strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-mu'minul qawi. As gentle, as compassionate, as loving and as kind as he was, he did not neglect his physical strength and his physical health. So the first strength we spoke about, that we as believers need to enhance and continuously strengthen all the time and work at, is your spiritual strength. your spiritual strength. And we know the different sources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with in order to develop our spiritual strength. The second is al-mu'min al-qawi, the strong believer, the one who is physically strong. The third is knowledge, the strength of knowledge. How many of us are just satisfied and we are quite happy with the elementary and basic education that we had acquired when we were children? And we're doing absolutely nothing about it. The very same surahs and chapters of the Quran that I memorized when I was young, the very same masail and laws pertaining salah and tahara that I had learned, I'm quite satisfied and complacent and happy with that. Knowledge is such an amazing strength. You know, when the malaika asked Allah Azza wa Jal the reason for creating Adam. Oh Allah, why did you bring Adam into creation? Why did you bring Adam? Why did you create this creature, humankind? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved to them that He possessed knowledge which they did not have. Through knowledge, a person can reach a level higher than that of the malaika, a rank higher than the ranks of the angels of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So another strength that we need to continuously enhance is that of knowledge. And look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most knowledgeable creation of Allah. All the knowledge that was endowed to the prophets was gathered in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how knowledgeable he was. Yet Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Always make this dua of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O my Rabb, zidni, increase me in my knowledge. Give me more and more. Make me more and more knowledgeable. So this is something else that we need to seriously concentrate on and seriously need to consider. And that is enhancing our knowledge. And again, the opportunities are there. There are so many opportunities for us to easily access sources whereby we may enhance and increase the knowledge that we are required to develop. The next strength that makes a mu'min al-qawi, the strong believer, better than the weak believer, is economic strength. To be economically strong, financially strong, that is also a strength which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves in a believer. Because again, that is a strength that he can use in order to benefit others, to be productive. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, لَأَن يَحْتَطِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ حُزْمَةً عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَن يَسْأَلَ أَحَدًا فَيُعْطِيَهُ أَوْ يَمْنَعَهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you know, today sometimes you find with many of the youth, they want to become instant millionaires. Many of the youth, they don't want to start off small. I know of certain youngsters who have refused small incomes, rather do nothing than get a small income. They want to start right up there. Instant gratification, instant millionaires. That's the mentality today. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, listen, it is better for you to go out in the hot sun into a forest, gather some firewood, come back to the city and sell that and earn a little. That is better than you. Start off taking baby steps. That's where you got to start. But be concerned about your economic situation. Not for self-enrichment, but so that in order for you to be of benefit to others. You know, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls mal, wealth. Allah calls it khair. One of the names that Allah has chosen for wealth and money in the Quran is what? Khair. Allah calls it good. Why? Why is Allah called this bounty, which is wealth, Allah has called it khair? Because there's so much good that you can achieve and you can accomplish through wealth. So that's another strength that we should be concerned about. So while Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that al-mu'min al-qawi, the strong believer, the one who is spiritually strong, the one who is physically strong, the one who is strong in the knowledge, the one who is economically strong, the strong believer is better than the weak believer. But what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say after that? He says, wa fi kullin khair. But there's still good in every believer. Even if he is weak, there's two messages that the Prophet ﷺ wishes to convey to us by saying, وَفِي كُلِّهِ خَيْرٍ. There's good in every believer. One is to encourage the weak believer. He doesn't write the weak believer off. Muslim doesn't write him off. Nabi ﷺ still wishes to draw his attention to the fact that you still have good in you. You have potential in you. And you've got to do something about it. That's the first message. The second message, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling the strong believer that, listen, you are a strong believer. That does not give you the right to develop a sense of superiority over the weak believer, because he still has good in him as well. It shouldn't create within you this holier-than-thou approach, or a sense of supremacy within you because you have certain powers which he does not have. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advises the weak believer. You are weak. You are spiritually weak. We all know where our weaknesses are and where our weaknesses lie and where our strengths lie. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you have identified your weakness, okay, I'm spiritually weak. I need to do something about this. Or I'm economically weak and there is something I can do about it. I'm physically weak. I need to do something about it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the weak believer advice. What does he say? وَحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. Eagerly pursue that which will benefit you. Don't wait for the opportunity to come your way. Go out there looking for the opportunity. You know you have a spiritual weakness, or I'm spiritually weak. Now go out looking for every such thing. Eagerly pursue every such thing that's going to enhance my spiritual self. You know that I am physically weak. Look for every such thing, every such activity, every such source of nourishment and nutrition that will enhance my health, enhance my physical self. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. But then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us at the end, now that you have understood you have a weakness, or you know that there's a certain strength within me that I need to develop and I need to enhance, okay? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, don't rely on your own energy. وَاسْتَعِمْ بِاللَّهِ. Take help from Allah. Along the way, along the journey, in developing that strength, that spiritual strength, economic strength, physical strength, whatever strength it is, right? Along the way, don't rely on your own effort. وَاسْتَعِمْ بِاللَّهِ. Take Allah's help. Get Allah on your side. Seek assistance and help from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the last part of this beautiful hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. And don't get frustrated and give up. It's not easy. Right? For example, to enhance your spiritual self. It's not easy. Right? There's effort that's required. Or to enhance yourself and strengthen yourself economically or physically, whatever it may be. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it's not an easy journey. Get Allah on your side. There are going to be challenges along the way, but don't give up, don't get frustrated, keep at it, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will get you through the other side. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.